It's 72 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News 904. Metro Nashville Public School Board passed its budget last night after tense debate. The board passed raises and cost of living adjustments for teachers, additional funding for before and after school programs, and an extended work calendar for support staff. However, that last item was temporarily on the chopping block. Most board members opposed cutting the extended calendar, with Abigail Tyler pointing out that some bus drivers and cafeteria staff have reported not being able to afford groceries during pay periods with few work days. The Nashville Banner reports the board instead ended up cutting funding for a new dedicated pre-K site. That freed up money to pay for its share of an audit ordered by the Metro Council. Board members say they were caught off guard by the council's requirement. Budget Chair Berthina Naba-McKinney said the audit's purpose and goals still aren't clear, but that the board is not afraid of transparency or accountability. For the third time this month, Clarksville's City Council has failed to adopt a new budget for the fiscal year that starts next week. The mayor's original budget proposal depended on a big property tax hike. The company has now spent three meetings attempting to dial back the tax increase by cutting down on spending. But for every spending cut that one member suggests, another points out how important city services would be negatively affected. According to city code, the council must continue holding special called meetings until they can agree on a new budget. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.